This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A very quick data point as we get going today. $1.02 trillion. That is denominated in dollars and is the federal budget deficit for the calendar year just ended. The first time since 2012 that the annual gap between what the government takes in and what it spends has had so many zeros attached to it. Deficit financing is, of course, the macroeconomic principle at play here. It has been boosting a lot of the growth, almost all of it, frankly, in this economy the past couple of years. The other macroeconomic principle at play in this economy the past couple of years, as we know, has been tariffs. We're promised that phase one China signing on Wednesday. So what we're going to do today and tomorrow in particular is go back to some of the people we've been talking to about what things have been like for them. First up, Sam Desai. He's a VP at RM Metals in South Plainfield, New Jersey. Sam, it's good to have you back on.
Thank you very much. How are you, sir?
I'm well, thanks. So tell me, since we last spoke, which was a while ago, how's business at RM Metals in South Plainfield, New Jersey?
Business has been tough, been working more and getting less results due to all the uncertainty out there in this country.
How have you been able to handle these tariffs the past 18 months? I mean, you're in the metals business. Steel and aluminum were the first real sets of tariffs the president put on that affected so many people. How did you adapt?
I think you have seen the trends. Adaptation was very tough. Our sales are down. We expect less sales even in 2020. And adaptation meaning we're trying to acquire new business in different markets. But that's also been tough because the manufacturing sector is down. We've been selling more product to Canada and Mexico than ever before, and that trend seems to be growing every year.
So domestic companies are not buying your stuff?
Not as much. Definitely a lot less than they in the past. More product is going to Canada and Mexico for manufacturing.
Are your customers actually calling you before they don't take your business? I mean, are they saying, hey, Sam, listen, I can get what I need elsewhere?
Yes, that has happened many times. Sometimes they just say we can't do this anymore because the tariffs are not letting us manufacture in the States.
Can you spitball it for me, Sam, how much this trade war has cost you?
Millions of dollars.
All right, I'll take that. So if domestic companies aren't buying your stuff, where are they getting what they need? I mean, you supply metals for appliances and heavier industries. Where are they getting what they need?
What I think is going on is that the overall demand for manufacturing is down. So these companies are producing parts and whatnot in these other countries and bringing them back into the States. Mm. And so therefore, raw material is being shipped to Canada and Mexico greater than ever before because there's no tariffs on them.
How much time are you spending looking for new business?
50% of my time.
Really?
40 to 50% look for new business. 40% of the time is keep at what I'm doing currently, try to grow that, and then 10% administrative work.
Are you laying people off, Sam? I mean, is it costing you that?
We are not laying people off, but we may not be hiring anybody who decides to leave.
So if business had been tough for the past year and a half, what's the mood in the company? I mean, like at the lunchroom or wherever, what are your employees saying?
Mood is uncertainty out there, and we try to keep employees motivated and focused on what's at hand. And we try to find new ideas and try to find new business that we can try to acquire.
So as we sit here on a Monday, we don't know what's going to be in this deal that we're told is going to be signed on Wednesday. Are you hopeful that it's going to address your needs, or are you just kind of waiting to see what happens?
I would like to see what happens. I hope it addresses our needs and pushes everybody else out there to grow as in the manufacturing sector.
If you were a betting man, would you bet money on that?
No.
Sam Desai, he's a vice president at RM Metals. We got him in South Plainfield, New Jersey, in his offices there. Sam, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Take care.